Imagine a world where money flows as freely as information on the internet. No banks, no borders, no gatekeepers. In 2008, while traditional financial systems were collapsing, a mysterious figure named Satoshi Nakamoto quietly released a 9-page document that would change everything. Bitcoin wasn't just another digital currency attempt. It solved a fundamental computer science challenge that had stumped experts for decades. How to create consensus without trusted intermediaries. What began as an obscure experiment has grown into a global phenomenon worth hundreds of billions of dollars, attracting everyone from tech visionaries to Wall Street veterans. But what exactly makes Bitcoin revolutionary, and why should you care? The answer lies in understanding not just what Bitcoin is, but what problems it solves and what possibilities it creates. Bitcoin isn't simply digital money. It's an entire financial system built on mathematics rather than institutional trust. It exists as entries on a shared ledger maintained by thousands of computers worldwide, enabling direct value exchange without intermediaries. Bitcoin's breakthrough solves the double spending problem without central authorities. Previous digital currencies required trusted third parties, creating vulnerable points of failure. Bitcoin implements a distributed proof-of-work system that conducts global elections every 10 minutes to reach consensus about ownership. The total supply is limited to just under 21 million coins, unlike traditional currencies that can be printed at will. Users hold cryptographic keys that prove ownership and enable transactions rather than storing Bitcoin. The system's strength lies in its resilience and transparency. Every transaction is recorded across thousands of computers, making the network virtually impossible to shut down. Since January 2009, Bitcoin has operated continuously without central administration, processing billions in transactions without any company or government oversight. At Bitcoin's core lies the blockchain, a new approach to record keeping that eliminates the need for trusted middlemen. It functions as a chain of digital blocks containing transaction batches, cryptographically linked to form an immutable history. Traditional financial systems rely on central authorities like banks, but Bitcoin replaces this centralized trust with thousands of independent computers maintaining identical copies of the transaction history. Each block contains a cryptographic reference to the previous one, creating an unbroken chain back to the original Genesis block from January 2009. This structure makes the blockchain resistant to tampering, as altering any transaction would require changing all subsequent blocks, requiring more computational power than the entire honest network combined. Like geological layers, deeper blocks become increasingly permanent, while recent ones might occasionally reorganize. When you receive Bitcoin, the network collectively agrees that a particular amount is now controlled by your cryptographic keys. Your wallet simply tracks which outputs belong to your keys and calculates your balance. The blockchain creates remarkable properties: transparency, borderlessness, permissionlessness, immutability, and censorship resistance. These properties emerge not from central authority, but from the system's mathematical and game-theoretical design, a shift from trusting institutions to trusting mathematics and distributed consensus. Bitcoin's security model leverages cryptography through three elements: private keys, public keys, and digital signatures. Private keys are random numbers selected from 2 to the 256 possibilities, more than atoms in the universe. These keys provide complete control over your Bitcoin. Each private key generates a public key through a one-way mathematical function, preventing reverse engineering. Bitcoin addresses derive from public keys via cryptographic hash functions, creating user-friendly account numbers. When spending Bitcoin, your wallet creates a digital signature with your private key, proving ownership without revealing the key itself. The network verifies this using only your public key. This cryptographic foundation enables true ownership. No institution can freeze funds. hierarchical wallets, entire key trees backed up with one seed phrase, multi-signature security requiring multiple keys for authorization, and cold storage, keeping keys offline. Modern wallets simplify this complexity using seed phrases, sequences of 12 or 24 English words that regenerate your entire key hierarchy, combining simple recovery with robust security. Bitcoin transactions function like cash rather than bank balances. When receiving Bitcoin, you gain control over specific outputs from previous transactions. Your wallet balance is simply the sum of all unspent outputs your keys can unlock. Example, Alice has 0.15 BTC. When paying Bob 0.1 BTC, her wallet creates a transaction using the 0.1 BTC as input, creating two outputs, 0.1 BTC to Bob and 0.049 BTC back to herself as change, 0.00 BTC as the transaction fee. This resembles using a $20 bill for a $15 purchase and receiving $5 change. The original bill is consumed and new ones are created for payment and change. Transactions consist of inputs and outputs linked by scripts in Bitcoin's programming language, typically stating, "This Bitcoin can be spent by anyone who proves they control the private key for this address." Transaction fees prioritize transactions when block space is limited and incentivize miners to include your transaction in the next block. Bitcoin scripting language enables complex transaction types beyond simple payments, creating a permanent, verifiable chain of ownership extending back to when Bitcoin was originally mined. Mining is Bitcoin's consensus mechanism, where thousands of computers worldwide agree on a single transaction ledger without central coordination. Every 10 minutes, miners compete to solve a cryptographic puzzle, with the winner adding the next block and receiving newly created Bitcoin. This process validates transactions, establishes their sequence, issues new currency, and secures the network. Mining difficulty adjusts bi-weekly to maintain the 10-minute block time regardless of network computing power, ensuring consistent issuance and making attacks prohibitively expensive. Mining has evolved from laptops to specialized ASIC hardware in massive data centers performing quintillions of calculations per second. This competition has spawned mining pools where individuals combine resources and share rewards proportionally. As the block subsidy halves approximately every 4 years until reaching zero around 2140, transaction fees will transition from supplementary to primary miner incentives, one of Bitcoin's most fascinating long-term economic experiments. Bitcoin evolves through a careful process, balancing innovation with security. Unlike traditional software, Bitcoin's consensus-critical code undergoes rigorous review and testing. Key developments include the Lightning Network for micropayments, privacy enhancements, expanded smart contracts, mining decentralization, and improved self-custody tools. Institutional adoption has accelerated, with companies adding Bitcoin to treasuries and financial institutions offering Bitcoin services. El Salvador's adoption as legal tender marked the first nation-state embrace, potentially foreshadowing broader sovereign adoption. Bitcoin provides financial access to anyone with internet connectivity, regardless of nationality, wealth, or political status. In regions with unstable currencies, limited banking, or capital controls, Bitcoin offers a tool for financial sovereignty. Bitcoin represents a philosophical shift in how we think about money, trust, and social coordination. It creates a globally accessible, censorship-resistant store of value independent of any government or corporation, challenging assumptions about money and demonstrating that decentralized systems can sometimes outperform centralized ones. Whether Bitcoin succeeds as global money, a store of value, or a settlement layer, it has expanded our imagination about what's possible, not just a new form of money, but potentially a new foundation for human cooperation in the digital age.